Here is a request from Dan. Dan says, Eileen hit a pothole on 1228, which destroyed one of her tires. She then posted her phone number to the city's Fix-It website, demanding full reimbursement.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen?
Yes.
Hi, this is James from the city of Portland.
Uh-huh.
And I saw here that you were trying to get reimbursed for this pothole incident.
Yes.
And I don't know, we checked with the police department, and they say you received a DUI that night.
What?
It has in their records.
I have never had a DUI. I don't drink.
Well,
I haven't had a drink in, 30 years.
Well, it's in their records. I printed it out, and it says that you had a DUI that day, so we can't fix
it. Well, it wasn't even night. I mean, it was at noontime, and my sister was with me, and...
Well, you shouldn't even be drinking that early.
That's not true. Boy, thank you for telling me.
Ma'am, you shouldn't be drinking that early. At noon?
Oh, cut it out. I don't drink at all.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just going by what the records say.
I don't drink at all.
Okay. Well,
that is just not true.
Well, the
who do I contact?
Police report tells a different story. I mean, you can...
Well, I don't care what the police report says. It's wrong.
The computer doesn't lie.
I do not drink.
Okay. Well, the computer doesn't lie.
Period.
It seems kind of shitty for you to try and have us fix your car when you're drinking.
I was not drinking!
But
it happened at noon.
I know. You already told me that.
My sister and I drove around the East End, and she had a train to catch. And we drove through that intersection, and I hit a pothole. And I pulled into the parking lot at Walgreens and called AAA. I was not drinking. Who the hell are you?
Well, were you the passenger in the car?
No, I was driving. Who the hell are you?
Okay, well, it says in here that you were the one that got the
DUI. I don't care what you're saying. It's wrong. Who are you?
My name is John. I'm with the city of Portland.
And what is your job, John?
I work for the city. I was just following up on this request we got to
what do you do for the city?
Tire. And it says they fixed the pothole, but it's not the pothole's fault. It's the drunk driver's fault.
I know they fixed the pothole. I got an email that they fixed the pothole. What is your last name, John?
Gerbil.
How do you spell it?
Gerbil. But I don't see why you're getting an
attitude. What do you do for the
why,
city?
Why are you getting an attitude with me when you're the one getting DUIs?
I did not get a DUI, you piece of shit.
You can't.
I have never had a ticket.
You can't.
You stop that.
You can't talk that way to me. I work for the city.
I don't care who you work for. Quit accusing me of stuff that's not true.
Okay, well, this is just what the records say.
And who do I contact?
I'm printing it up right now, and this report...
That's just fine. You print it out. It is not me.
Yeah, it says right here, DUI on December 28th, 2015.
It was January 2016, and I've never had a DUI.
Well, no, it says right
never.
Here. It says right here that you've had three.
I don't care what it says. It's wrong.
This is your third.
I will contact the police department.
This is your third strike.
Oh, that's not true at all.
So you shouldn't even be driving now. They should take away your license.
Stop it, you piece of shit!
Stop calling me that. Hello. All right. Apparently, Dan had the date wrong because he says that it happened on December 28th. But he's a big liar, because she just said it was January. But of course, she might be lying, because she's lying about the drinking, so who knows? I guess I should call her back and get her permission to air this, so that hopefully she won't call the police over it.
Now what?
Oh, this is Dan from the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Show on FM 107. And I just wanted to let you know that that was just a prank call that we just made.
Well, not funny.
Well, no, it's not funny to you. But my station manager is saying that we're going to have to... The FCC is probably going to fine you for saying the S word on the air, because you were on the air just now.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. You didn't tell me I was on the air.
I know, but you shouldn't have been using that kind of language anyway.
Oh, for Pete's sake, shut up. Go away.
What? Ma'am.